The death of Maya Angelou has led many newscasts today. We've heard a lot about her accomplishments as a writer, activist, and educator, all this despite never going to college, although she did receive numerous honorary degrees. Now we're going to talk to someone who worked with Maya Angelou in her 30-plus years at Wake Forest University. Mary DeShaver is a professor of English and Women's Gender and Sexuality Studies. She first met Angelou in 1982.
She was an absolutely beloved and remarkable teacher. Here at Wake Forest, we were really blessed to have her teach a course almost every spring for many, many years. Even as she traveled the globe, I always thought it was remarkable that she would go away for Black History Month in February, Women's History Month in March, and return to Wake Forest to teach her April poetry and performance class to generations of students who talked about her generosity, her rigor in having to memorize the poems, recite them with great expression and energy and excitement, and indeed perform them. And she began this long before spoken word poetry became a phenomenon.
I can imagine that her classes filled up quickly.
Yes, they did. In fact, one of the most frequent questions I had from my English major and women's studies advisees was, how can I get into Dr. Angelou's class? It's closed. And she did require personal interviews to enter
Wow.
her class. Even as I say that, I must also say that I never heard of anyone she turned away. But she did meet with her students ahead of time whenever she could.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how accessible was she to students, her students, other students that weren't in her class, and maybe other faculty members? Because here you have this world-renowned figure. I imagine that she was very busy and very in demand.
Well, she was, and she traveled extensively, even up until the last couple of years. As I understand it, she was still, of course, going around the world speaking. But she always made time for Wake Forest. She was excited to have come here in 1981. Her commitment to the university was very fierce, and her loyalty was unswerving. She was very available, particularly to students who took her classes, but also to students who were in some sort of crisis, who turned to her because of her fame, because of the autobiographical experiences of silence and sexual exploitation that she wrote about in Caged Bird. As I recall, when I came here in 1987 as the founding director of the Women's Studies program at Wake, that she generously agreed to speak at our opening reception. And at that time, the program was controversial, and her endorsement, as you can imagine, made an enormous contribution.
Yeah. I'm wondering if there are any moments that stand out between the two of you personally during the 30 years that you were colleagues and friends that you would want to share with us?
One thing that comes to mind is that she very kindly offered to write a brief foreword to my first scholarly publication, a book called Inspiring Women, about female poets and their muses in 1986. And that helped to launch my career as a scholar. And when she offered to do so, she said, "No, I'm going to be kind of sassy." And I asked her what she meant by that, being a little bit intimidated. And she said, "I mean, I'm going to use a word that I love and that I think describes what you're doing, insouciant." And I had to go look it up. I'd read that word, but I wasn't absolutely sure what it meant. And of course, it does mean sassy or daring or bold. And I was therefore pleased to have that word applied to my work, but especially by such a profound influence on my own writing and thinking. I suppose the other thing is something that she once said about kindness being more important than any other virtue. And of course, she's rather famous for having once said that people may not remember what you said to them or even what you did to them, but they'll always remember how you made them feel.
Mary DeShaver, professor of English at Wake Forest University and friend and colleague of the late Maya Angelou, thank you for your time and sorry for your loss.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time and interest.
Now, here's something else you may not have known about Maya Angelou. She was also a singer and a composer. This is her on the album Miss Calypso, recorded in 1956.
Rancho, as fast as you can, Rancho, this police holding me hand.
You're listening to All Things Considered here on 90.7 WFAE.